I speak to you this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, here we stand on the edge of 2023, peeping across the border into the unknown territory of 2024. As the fun and excesses of Christmas slowly fade away, I wonder what we're left with. Bins overflowing with rubbish, many bills mounting, which we'll wait to lose in the next few weeks. And someone said to me this week, oh, I'm so glad it's all over. Now we can get back to normal. This actually was someone who apparently didn't have any faith. But who knows? I remember seeing a man on television many years ago who so loved Christmas that he actually cooked himself a Christmas lunch every single day of the year. He dressed up and he gave himself a present and a cracker every day. You can imagine that. I mean, one day is enough. But 365, oh, yes. Sadly, the real purpose for our festivities is overshadowed by our excessive indulgences. And even sadder, in many households, the person whom we are remembering isn't even spoken about. When you think about it, you know, we all buy presents for each other on the day that it's actually Jesus' birthday. We can't give him anything except praise and thoughts and thanksgiving. I actually took a Christingle service at Little Haddon Church on Christmas Eve, and I got the children to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Yesterday, I spoke with a grandmother who was there, and she said it made a real impression on her, and she felt that actually singing to Jesus, the fact Christmas Day was his birthday, was the single message of the service, and the thing that she would take away and remember for all times. I do hope so. So in thinking of the Gospel for today, the reading, and focusing this morning on the shepherds, those last two carols, or probably the last two carols we're going to sing for 12 months, you might say hooray for that, but here we go. We've got to let them go at some stage. But thinking of the shepherds, I wonder what their abiding memory of that holy night would have been. Would it have been the miraculous sight and a multitude of angels singing praises to God in the night sky, or going then and kneeling in humble adoration before the manger, and being filled with awe and gratitude at being the very first people in the world that were able to visit the Messiah. These first visitors were not important leaders, or scribes, or Pharisees. They were the lowest of the low. They were despised and rejected and considered ritually unclean. And yet God entrusted this lowly group of humanity not only to be the first to be told, but the first to hear and to see and to witness to others. And when you think about it, they were actually the very first evangelists in the world. So as we begin our journey into 2024, how can we follow in the footsteps of those first shepherds? It's highly unlikely that we will have a visual visitation of an angel, although I do believe in angels, and I believe they're all around us now, helping us to praise, hopefully getting the church a little bit warmer than it is today. But the last thing the shepherds expected on that night was a visitation of heavenly hosts, singing and proclaiming the birth of God's Son. If the shepherds had just returned back to their sheep and had failed to share the amazing happenings of that night, the gospel narrative that we read just now would be very different. Because they saw, they believed, and they shared. It's easy to think that God doesn't prompt and guide us in our daily tasks, because I believe he does. And I'm going to ask you all to go from here this morning and think about those unexplained incidences where it might to being God stepping in and giving you a thought, some guidance to maybe help you to decide on something to protect you. I mulled over this thought myself, and I actually found several unexplained incidences. When preparing for dear Helen's funeral a couple of weeks ago, I had mislaid the folder with all the funeral notes in it. I had it all prepared, couldn't find it anywhere. Donna and I searched, and even when we looked in the car under the seats, it just was nowhere. And I went back into my study and I just said, Lord, help me, please. I can't start all this all over again in the preparation. And I said, where do I find it? And immediately, and I say immediately, my eyes lighted upon a Christmas arrangement. And I thought God say to me, lift and look. And I lifted it and looked, and there was this folder. It was hidden underneath it. As we would say, hidden in blind sight. I just praised God, because there would have been so much work to have to get back to what was in this folder. And actually, you were this morning thinking about this thought about how God intercedes so much. And we wonder why we don't hear him. But I think he's there all the time telling us things. But we are so accustomed to doing things in our own way. We're very materialistic. We don't think it's him helping us. We had a decision to, or something we had to think about, how we were going to get somewhere with the dog. And suddenly, into my inbox, God gave us a solution of how we did it. And neither of us had thought, well, I think we could have done that. But, and I think instead of saying, gosh, that was a good idea, Dean, I think we should say, thank you, Lord, that was a great idea, and we will do that. And I'd like you all to do that. When little things happen, give God the glory. Don't think of it as an incident, but think of it as a good incident. And actually, you know, the next month, I would love to hear stories from you when you're starting to allow God to speak to you over everyday things, no matter how menial, how big, how happy, how sad. May God just give a little word to you. I think as a church, we need to be more aware of God's presence in our lives. If God trusted many old shepherds with important news, it's very likely that he's going to speak to us far more than we will ever realize. So I wait with eager expectation to hear your stories. When something unexplained next happens, don't call it a coincidence. Give God the glory. Call it a God incident. And share it.